Having established NANC nerves in a number of preparations, including the gut, which was our main test organ, the next obvious question was, what is the transmitter in the NANC nerves? And we read Eccles and other people how to prove that something's a transmitter, and it needed five major criteria about synthesis and storage, showing that there was release, that you could collect the transmitter when it came out, showing there was some inactivation system, and most importantly, showing that the exogenously applied substance exactly mimicked the neurogenic response. And finally, if you could find drugs that produce parallel block of both the exogenously applied substance and the neurogenic response. And we started looking at everything we could think of. We looked at amino acids of various kinds, glutamate and GABA. We looked at various monoamines. We looked at all kinds of things. Many peptides by then were getting popular. We looked at those. None of them satisfied those criteria at all. And in my reading, I came across several papers that made me look at ATP. The first one was a paper, a classic paper by Drury and St. Georgi in 1929, who showed that purines were effective extracellularly when applied to heart and to blood vessels. And then there were papers by Feldberg, who showed that ganglia were sensitive to extracellular ATP. And then there was this very important two papers by Pamela Holton in the 50s, who showed that during antidromic stimulation of sensory nerves supplying the rabbit ear artery, there was release of ATP in sufficient amounts to change the tone of the blood vessel in the ear. All these things together thought, well, why don't I try ATP? It seems unlikely. But ATP really satisfied the criteria quite remarkably well. So here's the NANC response in the Tinea coli, rapid relaxation followed by rebound contraction. ATP mimicked it beautifully. And by then, we knew that there was a NANC excitatory response to the bladder. And again, ATP mimicked it better than anything else because while you stimulate, it's still coming back, and ATP had the same time course. It turned out that there is a dye, a fluorescent dye called quinacrine, which selectively labels high levels of ATP bound to peptides in large granular vesicles and subpopulations of neurons in the myenteric plexus of the gut and in the bladder. Intrinsic neurons in the bladder shine up, showing high levels of ATP. So we published this paper in 1970 in British Journal of Pharmacology, describing ATP or related nucleotide as a potential transmitter in NANC nerves. I'm very glad that we left it open that there might be other nucleotides, because in recent years, when the P2Y receptors were cloned, these are G-protein-coupled receptors, some of them, which we'll come on to later, I'm sure, P2Y 2 and 4, are sensitive to pyrimidines. UTP and ATP are equipotent on P2Y 2 and 4, and P2Y 6 is selectively hit by UDP. So there are other nucleotides involved.